stand the man, what more could you ask for? We talking building businesses and entrepreneurs. Next level, elevating, steady working it. Featuring guests, sharing their products and services. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. But stand the man podcast. Let's get down to business, make it happen like that. Stand the man, let's go.
Today we are going to have on our guest, the one and only saxophonist, Chazzy Green. In the meantime, I'm just going to let you hear a little bit of this smooth jams that he is well known for. Sax. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment that we've all waited for. I'm very excited and happy today to bring with us the one and the only, my guy, one of the best saxophonists I've ever heard. His name, coming to us from Japan, Chazzy Green. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good. The funky sax man. You got to put that on there, too.
All right. Chazzy Green. Man. The yes, funky the sax, funky. Man, and he's all right about that.
Yes, yes.
And before I came to you, I gave our listeners a little sample of At My Place, who played it for about a minute, just so they could get a feel for what it is that you do. And just glad that you've had the chance to connect with us. I know we have that time difference, but I'm glad we got together. Are you ready for? Are you going to be over there in Japan for the Olympics next month?
No, I'll be back home. I got a lot of gigs to do.
All right, very good. I know it's going to be pretty crowded over there in Japan with all the exciting things happening to the Olympics. All right, brother, so let's just go ahead and jump right into it. I got some questions here I wanted to ask you. And as an entrepreneur, I wanted to ask
way
you.
Way started.
What's that?
All that. Before you get started on all of that, we
yes, sir.
Mentioned. Let's go back and let people know about At My Place. Now,
okay, well, let's go ahead. All right, I appreciate it. I'm going to let you tell us about it. And then at the same time, you could tell us a little bit about the video that you were working on with it as well. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just got finished working on the video. And the reason I wanted to come here to finish the video is because there is my statue here. Or should I just say a statue that looks just like me?
Oh. Okay, great.
Where else in the world will I find a statue that looks like me, that wears a hat and the way I play? So anyway, I came here to do that. Now, At My Place is a song for people to really enjoy and relax. Now, if you like good food, you like good cooking, you like good conversation, if you like to kick some good knowledge, if you like having some spiritual nourishment, if you need just to just unwind, when you come to my place, that's the place to go to. At My Place, that's what it's about. That's what the video's about. We got all my band members playing on it, and it's kind of a little different from normal videos because you get a chance to see the full side of me. Not only playing, but just being a real human, you know?
Okay, good.
I'm more than just a musician. I teach. I try to educate people on a lot of different matters in life. And that's what this video is about.
Well, most definitely appreciate that, as well as respect it, of course, coming from the funk man. And my next question for you is going to be, give us a little insight as to how you were introduced to the saxophone and how you decided to go with that instrument?
Well, way back in Detroit, when I was a little kid, they came to our classrooms and asked for the smartest kids. So they got about five of us. And at that time, the only instruments were open were clarinet. So I immediately took to it, had fun with it. And by the time I got to high school and I was in the band, it seemed like all the girls were in the clarinet section and all the guys were over in the sax section. I said, I'm in the wrong section over here.
Okay.
So, I was about 15, 16 years old and, I used to cut grass and stuff. So I had a bank account. I felt like I was a little rich kid, so I bought me a little saxophone and went to town from there. I was so lucky and fortunate. I had a cousin who was the band leader for the Dells at that time. They had hit records and everything. So when they would come to town, I would play in their band. And that was just amazing doing that because there was so many people on the show and just in the audience, the Shy Lights, the Dells, and all the doo-wop and groups. It was amazing. And after you're on stage and like that when you're a kid and you see those many people and cheering and for you and all that stuff, you get something inside you that you know that this is what you're supposed to do in life. So I kept to my calling. I never quit. And fortunately enough, I think because I visualize things always happen good. So when I got out to LA, I wasn't the best player in the world, but I always visualized good things happening. So I ended up playing with all my favorite artists as a kid.
Good.
From War, Cameo, Howard Hewitt, and everybody else.
Great. Yeah, that's so great. I'm wondering that since you're from Detroit, did the sound of Motown have any influence on you while you were there coming up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Detroit was such a music talent place. It was ridiculous in that sense. Why I say that? Sometimes people would knock on my door. Hey, buddy, I didn't hear you practicing today. What's going on? Seriously.
Wow.
Sometimes they would come and come knock on your door. Hey, man, you guys going to be practicing? We're going to be cooking out over here. It was crazy like that. I remember one time I was practicing and I was really getting good on my horn and I'm practicing all these notes. And a guy knocked on my door. Hey, buddy, can you play a rest? I was like, what? Can you play a rest? Yeah. So he didn't play music, but he whistled a little phrase. He said, da do do da do do da do do da rest. Da do 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 rest. So he taught me the phrase things because if you're playing too many notes, nobody's gonna remember them.
Okay.
So play something easy and simple and breathe, let it breathe and move. And that was one of the great things about being in Detroit. Next thing was, I stayed next to the YMCA. Now, the YMCA was the mecca for all successful Black people to come and work out and, like I said, get some knowledge or whatever.
Great.
The Pistons of the day would come there. The people from the Lions would come there. My favorite Piston was Dave Bing at the time.
Yeah, Bob, he was amazing. Lanier.
Yes, all those guys would come and play basketball. Even Marvin Gaye came to play basketball.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
All the singers from the Temptations came to play basketball there.
Beautiful.
And I had good friends from when I was real little. And Otis would take the kids home and stuff, their new Cadillac. But I was so upset because I lived right there, so I couldn't go anywhere. So I would get a chance to see these guys and chat with them and I knew I'd be on stage with them later on. I got a chance to meet Otis and when I got to LA and thanked him for being around at the time when I was a kid. And that was nice. Nice to see.
Fantastic. That's beautiful to be able to grow up with such an amazing influence. And at the same time, being able to hang out with some of the guys as well. And, I was wondering, do you remember your first paid gig?
Of course.
Tell us a little bit about that. And how old were you?
I was 16 years old. And I played in a club. And my band was called Instant Insanity. And guys were older than me, of course. But we played at this one club, and it was so cool, man. And I'm watching people dancing and everything around me. I made $15, but that was a lot of money back then, because
all right,
you can buy a pair of pants and some shoes with $15. So
that's nice. You know,
and then playing 3 days a week, I had money. I had about $45. I had money to buy new clothes and food and take your girlfriend somewhere.
There you go.
And weekly I was working. It got to be funny. One time they had us playing in some topless joint. how that worked when I was a kid, I don't know. But
yeah, I was about to say, because I know that I guess maybe back then they were, you know, maybe not checking IDs, but I'm still glad you got a chance to get a paid gig on that.
Well, they didn't worry about playing IDs and stuff like that. As long as you kept your cool, you were okay. So
good.
We were playing the music, and it didn't bother me until one day we couldn't do the gigs because they had another gig. So I told my friend to do it, and I didn't tell him it was a topless joint. And so he brought his parents, and they said, "What you got my boy playing in this place for?" Oh, boy. That was something else.
Yeah, that's definitely an experience right there for the parents, him and you. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Funk Man, Chazzy Green, one of the best saxophone players on this earth. And we're just glad and happy to have him. I was also going to ask you this. I know in talking to many different entrepreneurs over this past year, has been a challenge. And I was wondering, how did the COVID pandemic affect what you were doing? I'm sure it hurt your business a little bit, and I'm sure you had to kind of do some adjustments on how you were going to present yourself to your fans.
Well, actually, this was a great period and great time, and I think for anybody who was smart, it was a time to do some retrospect, get to really know what you're doing and plan ahead, you know. So it was a good time for me to kind of reinvent who I am and where I'm going, what's going to be out there when COVID is easing up and so that people can play concerts. So I was at home, and that's where the title of my CD came from, Let's Go Home. So let's get back to the drawing board and let's get it on, because when this COVID is over, I want to be one of those first guys that they're calling. And luckily enough, everything is working to what I was thinking, because my CD's doing well. It's made the top 100 smooth jazz albums.
Beautiful.
And went to number 9 on their listener chart. So I'm doing well. So by September, when concerts start, it's going to be great. It didn't hurt me much in the sense that I couldn't play or anything like that. Of course, I was missing revenue, but I was still able to do. I'm the musical director for my church, so I still was getting money in, so it didn't kill me or anything like that. But so my thing was to look ahead and to plan ahead and come up with some great music, and this was a perfect time for me to do that, and my CD reflects that. Let's Go Home. So if you get a chance, check that out.
I have been listening to it. I definitely enjoyed it. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Funk Man with Chazzy Green. And of course, this is the Stand the Man podcast. Very excited about this summer, because I'm sure you're aware some of the venues in Southern California this summer are going to be opening up and allowing people back in, like the Greek Theater, the Hollywood Bowl, and many others. And I'm sure that things will be opening up for you as well. So I wanted also, I know that you're on Spotify, you're on iHeart, but could you also share with our listeners some of the other platforms that they can hear you on?
Well, it's supposed to be on every digital platform that's out there. So if it's a digital platform from Spotify to whatever, I'm on it. in all countries.
That's fantastic. So that lets me know that you're on your own Pandora, you're on Amazon Music like me, and all the other platforms, which is amazing.
Right, right. And in all the other countries as well. And what's amazing this time for me is being heard in countries like Australia, Spain, Russia,
beautiful,
Africa. And sometimes people send me videos of some of the DJs when they're playing my song. And I got a big kick out of one guy in Spain. Peace and now something
man. That's so great.
But he was grooving, he was bobbing his head, and I'm like,
really?
Oh man, I pay money for that just to see that.
Well, you know what they say, that music is the universal language, and that's definitely an amazing thing. And wanted also one last question for you, and that is that what advice would you give to some of the up and coming musicians? We know that music is, it's not just music, it becomes the music business. And what advice would you give to some of the young ones coming up and trying to break through like you have in many ways?
First of all, I would tell all the young artists, make sure that you really study the music, and not only the music that you're in, you have to listen to other music, all other music, because it ties in to everything. When we were kids in Detroit, we played rock and roll, we played reggae, we played classical music, we played it all. And it was fun, but it that's why when you hear a musician say he's from Detroit, people say, okay, I know this guy can play. Because nice. They know we did a lot of work. And also, you have to think about being an entrepreneur, thinking the business of it, not just playing. Because if you just play music and don't forget about that it is a business, and you have to treat it like a business, then you won't have a business if you don't treat it like a business.
Right, so right.
We teach them all those things, and listen to others and watch others. And you have to remember, success is a formula, and it works in any profession, but you have to do your homework, you have to be observant, and you got to take care of business, or business will take care of you. I tell all my students, or any younger cat who wants to get into this business, make sure you take care of it.
Very, very well said. And that's all the time we have, or this amount of time. But definitely the Funk Man, Chazzy Green, definitely want to thank you so much. And as far as if anybody wanted to contact you about any future things that they're, any gigs they're doing, or even advice, what would be the best way for them to contact?
You can go to my website, chazzygreen.net. You'll see all the information to contact me, and you'll see a lot of great things that I've done. My main hit that everybody knows me from around the world is Ghostbusters. I can go around that, and people will remember. Da 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 da. Yeah, that was me playing that line.
Fantastic. You know, it reminds me that once when Ray Parker Jr., and you already know this, he shared with I think in the lyrics, I think he never says, I don't think he ever says Ghostbusters, right?
He doesn't say Ghostbusters.
He always says, who are you gonna call?
Right.
That hit is still going strong, and of course, so excited for him when he got his star on the Walk of Fame here in Hollywood, most well deserved. Once again, I want to thank you for all your time. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Stan, man, it's great talking to you, and let's keep it going. And people out there listening, take a listen to Chazzy Green, the Funky Sax Man. You will appreciate it and groove and get to know me more. All right.
Stan the Man Podcast with business and entrepreneurs.